Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yeah, it's tough to beat a team three times in one season. Ask Edgewood last year in the 3A title game, but that's the scenario tonight for the defending champs, like it or not. As the Bloomington North Sectional opens the 107th State High School Basketball Tournament for J.R. Holmes' South Siders, who are 17th ranked against Paul Ferguson's Columbus North Bulldogs. Game two around 7:30 or so on the McKinney Court after the Shelbyville Golden Bears have at it with Columbus East. You know, back on February the 10th, we did that ball game here on the airwaves. The Panthers won ugly 40-33, but won with its defense, holding the Dogs to only 12 second-half points after trailing at half by five. Tonight, well, round three.
We can't get killed on our defensive boards. We can't let Peter Smith, Mitchell, and King dominate. Flemons is a good rebounder. They get a lot of second shot, third shot opportunities. Got to find King in transition because he'll stop and shoot 30-footers, and he's a good spot-up shooter, a 6'8". And then if you come out really hard on him, he can drive you to the basket. And in games like this, you just hope that you don't have somebody come out and do things they haven't been doing, you know, whether it's Vincent or whether it's Van Diemen or whether it's the Green kid. Somebody hits you for 20-something that's averaging about 7 or 8,
right,
and then you hope you got one. You still have to have your stars. If your stars don't play, most big games you don't win. So Chance is going to have to be good. Josh Hall is going to have to be good. King's going to have to be good and be in the ball game. Those are our three starters from last year. They've got to be the three guys that lead us in this game tonight.
So, Chalk Talk with JR at 7 o'clock. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz describe the action around 7:30 or so. Bloomington North will await the winner Friday night in one of two semifinals. They get rolling in 3A out at the Mustang Corral tonight. Brown County and Sullivan, West Vigo and Owen Valley. Edgewood will catch the winner of that first game on Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
We'll see if that resiliency follows Coach Tom Sousher's to Mackey Arena tonight. Purdue out to clinch at least a share of a Big Ten best 23rd conference title with a home court win. Hoosiers double-digit underdogs tonight. Catching the Hoosiers, though, Purdue off its come-from-behind home court win over Northwestern. These Purdues now, evidently, from what I gather, have been counting down the days as Indiana makes its first trip to Mackey Arena since January of 2015. That's 762 days if you're counting, and quite honestly, I'm not. But since then, Purdue has won twice on the McCracken court and have posted a 32-13 Big Ten record and have won 58 of 78 games. Played well. Had a chance in that 69-64 loss back on February 9th, but that's been the case against all three top teams in the league, the Badgers, the Terrapins, these guys. Hoosiers shot just 38% in that loss, only 8 of 24 from behind the line, and Vincent Edwards went crazy. He tied a career-high 24. Defensively, well, this is where it lies, and Coach Tom knows how important it will be to weather the Boilermaker runs when they come tonight.
Easy in there? No, absolutely not. Very difficult place to play. They're good. They hit on all cylinders. We'll make adjustments in our plan. There'll be some different things we'll need to do, no doubt about that, as we've gotten a little bit healthier. And at the end of the day, you've got to go in there and weather runs. I mean, we're not going to be able to go in there and have periods of time where we're not getting good looks or we're turning the ball over. But at the end of the day with them, it's defending them in transition and it's blocking out at the end so they're not getting the second shots. That's the most important thing, I think, and then just kind of build as we go.
Hopeful of a building enough to upset the apple cart tonight in one of these, well, everything to gain, nothing to lose type of situations. ESPN around 7:03 for the tip. I'm Joe Smith.